a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Friday creeps into the 150 degree days that face us. We're going to make it all right. It's going to be easy to stay home this weekend, so that's a good thing. It's time now for Brady to give you all that news that only Brady knows, and we call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and there are fights going on. One thing that the UFC group has done is just the fights with no crowds.
And Fight Island.
Fight Island seems to be kind of a neat idea. Whether or not the fighters are giving it to each other is, you know, but they can limit that. You can watch
the
fight.
Do you hear the protocols that they have?
Uh-uh.
Like Jorge Masvidal. He's been tested three times already. He's got to be tested today after the weigh-in.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to be negative all four times after being in quarantine when he got to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Wow. Seems worth it. Like, just throw your – I guess that's what you got to do. I mean, Joel Embiid of the 76ers, like, I don't want to do anything the NBA's – he showed up in a hazmat suit in Orlando.
Well, he said he doesn't trust the other players.
I don't trust the other players, and he's right. Yeah. He's like, I don't trust these guys. I got a bunch of guys. Some of them I don't know. The other team I don't know.
Right.
I don't trust these guys. So he showed up in hazmat suits. I'll do my job because that's my job, but I don't like any of this. And he was right, but yeah, we'll see. You can watch all these fights live at Hooters. You might see a fight. You might see a guy with coronavirus just fall down the middle of the octagon. Who knows? But it's happening this Saturday. Why not watch at Hooters? Because there's no cover charge. And the best wings in the world right there at Hooters this weekend. Enjoy, if you can, the Hooters. Or just get to go and watch it at home. One or the other. I'm not telling you how to live your life. Just don't go. Like, if Hooters has a bunch of people in it, get it to go. Because you're going to catch the corones. Brady, for God's sakes, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
And happy National Kitten Day.
Oh.
Got a couple of useless fun facts.
Where's your cat today?
Are you holding your cat again while you read
to
us?
No, after I got throated yesterday.
Right.
Did you think that was a good idea to have the cat on you while doing the show?
You can't stop, can you?
He had been in my arms for a good 25 minutes. I thought he was out. And,
But again,
he got up, so he was able to weasel in through the door. I've got a block on the doors.
Shut the door.
I do. I have it shut.
There is no job in the world you can do while holding a cat for 30 minutes.
Well, and I thought, unless it's cat tamer. I thought that was pretty cool. I could hold the cat and...
Really?
Just a great...
Calming influence.
And it was cool in what way? Because it was cool in no way at all to anyone
he
but you.
Like Dr. Evil.
None of us knew... You had the cat, or could tell you had the cat, until the cat decided it wanted it. The cat realized, this isn't cool, and he tried to throat you while you said Daryl and Carlo's name.
Can we get a little professionalism out of you, Brady?
How in the world did you shut the door cat got in?
Maybe a little. I can promise you that.
I'm still struggling. Does your cat have opposable thumbs?
Pretty much.
Nope. Incorrect, Brady. That's incorrect. The answer I know for a fact is no. The answer is a strict, strong no on opposable thumb cat. If so,
you can spin anything.
Hey, quit your job here today and go on the road with opposable thumbs cat because it's the only one in the world. Second, if you shut the door, the cat can't come in.
Hey,
look
at that.
I told you.
Brilliant.
I said shut your door. You said I did. True, not true.
And it doesn't... It doesn't shut. It doesn't lock, in other words.
It doesn't need
just
to lock.
Open the little, I do. I put a little block. I have two little tables that block the door.
You're so averse to shutting doors on other things that you just, it won't close. It's just you can't physically close a door.
Man, no, we need a psychologist to
doors,
get in with you.
They're French doors that don't latch.
So they're swinging saloon doors.
Just about, because the latch thing is they have to be adjusted.
You mean to tell me you've been at home for the last 3 weeks and you didn't fix the goddamn French doors that swing?
Apparently it's been on your mind.
It's been on my mind.
Yeah. So you've got the one side of the French doors that lock into the frame.
I need a woodworker.
No, you don't. The one that latches into the frame and into the ground, that one probably still latches because that's old-timey technology of a bar.
One does not latch in the ground. They're open doors. The top part is that little ball that would go into the little socket.
Right.
That's the thing. It needs to be planed.
Okay, so you just lean the door where it would be closed, and it's easy to push open.
Yeah, well, I thought the one table would be enough, and the cat was strong enough to push it open. Yeah, so I've doubled down
And you didn't
today.
See this in the room, the cat busting through the blockade?
Well, we were on the air as all of a sudden it was too. Ah, oh, geez, it's already in there.
And instead
he jumps
of,
up on the right. table, and then he jumps up on my shoulders.
Right, and instead of reinforcing the table door situation and throwing the cat out, you just held the cat.
Up.
You held the cat for half.
This
hour.
Is a lack of respect for our show.
He snuggled.
That's all this
he snuggled.
You know, there's been an accusation of a lot of lack of respect around here, and now I'm seeing it.
But come on.
Would you walk home? Comedy for cat. 30
Look
minutes with
did.
A cat.
It wasn't the comedy cat. You kept it quiet
Look
until
at the timing
left.
That cat.
Oh,
I'm still struggling to believe the cat throated you. I still think you just screwed up on his name.
Yeah.
History tells me that you'll
realsies.
Stumble. You'll stumble off a word.
You
now.
Blame the cat. Yeah. He can't fight back. What's he going to do?
Tell you this.
You know what he's
going to
do? He's going to hitch a ride. He'll hitch a ride with one of those thumbs of his and get the hell out of Brady's house.
Because you're accusing him of things.
I'm so sick of the man accusing me.
Blaming the cat.
Just because he's borderline retard when it comes to diction. I tell you what I'll do. I'll hitch across America and tell the tale of the liar Brady Bogan. Adam Mittens, you get back in here. Never. Why? So you can blame me for another crime I didn't commit?
Whenever food is missing in the house.
By the by.
I didn't eat it. The cat ate that steak. Probably grilled it up with his opposable thumbs. His goddamn usage.
You should see him.
He can turn the grill on.
Ronnie's probably tired of your lies.
Yeah, sick of it, Brady.
Speaking of steaks.
Oh, yeah? This is good transition.
All right.
You made cat steak last night.
Tuesday, I grilled up my first Wagyu ribeye.
At home?
At home.
Where'd you buy a Wagyu ribeye?
At Midwestern Meats.
Did they have it delivered over?
Yep.
Nice. And they got you. Well, I was
Look
just
at
making
you.
Sure.
Look at you.
Meat drop. I had a meat drop.
You were followed up on that, too.
The cat, but cat drove
over. But it was that I've had, and I'll tell you.
The cat drove over and grabbed the steak
I
for
trust
it.
Brady.
The cat was out front throwing the baseball around with the neighbor kids.
The cat story is legit.
I don't buy it.
True.
I'm sorry. I can't buy it. It's not Pratt-ish in lies. It's just a cover story. It's a CYA, but I'm not buying this cat thing.
Because then you send us a picture.
Yeah, you got a picture, and it was just way too much. It's what a liar would have done. It's like, see, I'm holding the cat, goddammit. And you said that the cat kicked you in the throat and ran away, and then the picture was you holding the cat again. So you went and grabbed the cat and used him as evidence.
Can we, well, can we get
moved,
that?
He hadn't moved yet, but the throating was,
the
you know, he basically stretched
apart.
Out into the throat. He can... I'd be curious to see what he could bench.
Can we hear that audio again, Toledo? We need to get the audio.
Yeah.
I want to check this out.
Look.
It seemed like there was a delay for the blame.
But still, it's just audio. He can still lean on the story that he was managing a thumbed cat that got into the room by breaking down the fortified walls.
I'm curious because, like, when it happened, you didn't go, the cat!
Yeah.
Like, there was no reaction.
I didn't hear,
stupid cat! Ow!
Well, no, it happened, and you guys exploded, and I go, I got to tell you this story, and you're like, no,
we didn't want to believe your garbage.
Let me tell you the story. Right, exactly.
Yeah, we thought you were going to come in with a cover story. That's why we wanted it to just be, because it sounds worse when you tried to cover, and blame it on that poor pussy. Poor thumb.
We'll get
pussy.
To the bottom of this.
That's right. And meanwhile, I just saw your cat. In the back of a pickup truck heading north.
He's rattling the door right now.
Is he? With his thumbs?
Yep.
So you got the table in front of it again?
I got two tables.
And if he... Oh, so you've doubled up.
Wait a minute, John. Here it is.
Yeah.
Brady's been dying for love.
Yeah.
Because he's in an empty house for
all
these weeks.
That's the only affection I get, Eric.
And so he's been hugging on this damn cat.
Yeah. Also, he hasn't been able to go to the zoo for a while, so he's got to hold a fuzzy
thing.
Oh, my
God.
There's a lot of psychological things with this.
Tell us about the pain, Brady.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it? The only one that loves you is Adam Mittens, and Adam Mittens tried to throat you yesterday. The only one left to love. Punched you in the throat. It's an interesting story you've stuck to.
You probably deserved it because you've been hugging on the damn cat.
Yeah, the cat wants out. You're like Pepe Le Pew. You keep grabbing that cat and it just wants out.
It's the other way around.
Is
that
it?
That cat is Pepe Le Pew. Yeah.
And it picks you up and kisses you?
To me.
And paints a white stripe on your back?
If he could, he would.
Oh, mon ami.
My daughter does this to Skippy.
Blame Skippy for stuff?
Well, no. She'll grab him and squeeze his little eyes will be popping out of his head. And that dog runs so fast up the stairs.
Too much love. Yeah, and also, Brady, you have to understand that it's the first lie a five-year-old comes up with when they ruin something. It's the dog ate it.
Yeah.
You blame the pets when you're coming up with the worst lie.
That's hard for us to believe.
Yeah, the dog ate my homework. The cat wrecked it. That's all stuff you were trying to cover for. You know, maybe it is. It's a 10% chance. Yeah. I'm not putting a lot of weight in your story. This cat had to break into
it. It was legit, and the timing of it couldn't have been.
Doors don't work. It knocked over tables to get to you. You held it for 30 minutes despite not wanting it in the room.
Why wouldn't you tell us you were holding the cat?
Holding my cat the entire show. So peaceful.
Not the entire show. It was a 20-minute session.
That's a long time to hold a cat.
Yeah. He was out. He was sleeping. I didn't want to disturb him.
No, he couldn't breathe. You'd choked him to death with hugs. He had passed out. You'd asphyxiated him. Well, good luck with you and Adam Mittens this morning, but that thumb thing.
He's out. I've got the barricades down.
Yeah.
This is...
It probably hurts you inside. Does it hurt your heart a little to do that to him?
I feel bad a little bit.
Yeah. Do you want to let him in?
Well, they all three come in. Both the dogs and the cat, and the dogs lay down on the rug in front of me.
Brady, you're at work.
Yeah.
You can't do this.
I am. Yeah. That's right.
You need to lock up, get the dogs, and let them be.
I yell at them, and put a mask on.
Right. Oh, we have the audio?
We have the thing. All right. Let's see at what point the cat attacked Brady. We got an entertainment drill. If Brady can make it through.
Do you guys remember that Ann Carlo?
That couldn't have been better. Because we were making fun of Ann Carlo and you having brain damage. Let's hear it one more time.
The stretch out.
We got an entertainment deal. Brady can make it through.
Do you guys remember that Ann Carlo?
I could have been. I still don't know.
No yell about the cat.
No, no real reaction or.
If you get throated by a cat, you usually react, don't you?
You give a little. Oh yeah, no, I've been throated by cats. You're a son of a bitch. That usually flies.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
So the paw of the cat.
Its father.
Its father,
yes.
Oh, the cat paw, the front, right. The front legs,
Papa Cat,
is up against my neck and it is stretching.
Again, the jury right the is out on whether you have that, a neck.
It pressed like I couldn't believe it, and
it
you
just,
did.
You it said got that you in the perfect neck. Spot.
It got in underneath there. It was just
don't
it,
sound it, too shocked by it.
Lightning
we got an
struck
entertainment
three times.
Brady can make it through.
Do you guys remember that Ann Carlo?
That could have been better. No reaction.
Talking about a guy that
has brain damage.
Yeah, that had speech problems on the radio.
It will rage.
You messed up.
He's slurred.
Brady sent a picture of his fortified French doors. That is a very feminine room you're in.
That's Kirby's room. It's a fun house.
What candy is that? What are those nerds? Is it a big old 2-pound bucket of nerds on the table?
All right, I can. It's hard to be.
Those are colored. Pens.
It's hard to be professional in that room.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah.
You're, it's hard to be heterosexual in that room.
What the hell is going on? I've got my radio set up, and I'm a professional broadcaster.
Brady, how come everything in that room on the door, there's a hat and a purse, everything looks like the stuff they dressed E.T. up on? Remember when Drew Barrymore dressed E.T. as the woman? You have all of the supplies for that.
That is those are Kirby supplies.
That is a girly room.
We are a joke to you.
Yeah.
Have you seen Larry and Fitz's setup? They have the egg crate on the walls.
Yeah,
and
this is not soundproof.
Is that a giant bucket of glitter?
I think it's nerds. What
I'll
is
send
that?
You a picture of my setup compared to theirs.
Yeah, compared to theirs.
What is that, Brady?
What's that?
The bucket of candy or whatever is it.
Oh, those are beads.
Oh.
Because she makes little necklaces and bracelets.
That's her workshop.
Yeah, all her crafts are here. I mean, it's
well, it's yours now.
Yeah.
You take this damn place over and make it professional.
I'm going to make you a necklace, Eric.
Did you
paint the room? Get rid of her crap.
Now, be honest. Did you take the ability of her to lock and shut the doors away so you know she's not beating?
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. It was not a thing.
Back and to forth. Bite you in the ass now, isn't it?
Yeah. Thinking about it, you probably shouldn't fix that door because it's Kirby's love den. You gave her a space to hide away, and that's going to be the masturbation headquarters probably in the next month or so.
You're so lucky. Could you imagine if Brady worked with Beth? Beth would never allow.
No, yeah, you are. You're actually. Thank you, Eric. It's you're right. You're absolutely lucky that I don't look at that and throw the hammer down. You got some sort of menagerie of cats, like some sort of old lady that got divorced in her 40s and never remarried. And
maybe you're too lenient, John.
There's you know what, it's working. So until it doesn't,
he's taking advantage
of
you.
He's really,
I think he's taking
John. Looking out the window right now, yeah. There's a pretty big lizard on the wall.
Oh, so he should go out and grab
Can
it.
Can I get a minute?
You hold it for 45 minutes. Well, don't leave those doors open. You'll have trouble. Saying no to cats with thumbs. How come that's not in the zoo? Adam Mittens. What is Adam Mittens? Should be Adam Gloves. He's got fingers, for God's sakes.
Anyway, that's badass.
Jury's out on this whole story, Brady. Found your throat. Nobody's found your throat. The doctor can't find your throat.
John, I haven't played with that crap in 2 years. It's been locked away in my closet, signed Kirby Bogan.
That's daddy's room.
And that could be true.
Kirby doesn't want in there.
If I just decorate it like it's a kid's room or a really super effeminate man's room, I can hold the cat in there in peace.
Perfect setup for my professional broadcast.
Maybe Ronnie broke it.
It's a picture of my office.
Yeah, maybe Ronnie broke the ability to close the door fully so Brady doesn't get caught in there masturbating with a cat.
I wanted to name him Bullseye.
She's taking all the locks off.
This is my other cat, Target.
What's with the half doors?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. After that fish incident.
Yeah, the Dutch doors are on there by next week. Well, anyway, well, good luck with your whole weirdness. Go ahead.
So a couple of baseless fun facts. Okay. Russian cosmonauts used to carry special pistols to space so they could shoot any bears or wolves that attacked them when they landed in Siberia.
Oh, when they came home.
Yeah, they packed it in a little space capsule.
Because I'd have figured, you know, when they were first shooting up into the moon, we didn't know for sure if there was anything up there that was going to fight us. So, you know, it seems silly now that we know, but back then they were going up to the unknown. That some crazy thing could have crawled out of the moon's surface and tried to eat them or wherever they were, like space bears. They weren't sure. But this was for when they landed.
There's 1 hour a day where it's three different dates in three parts of the world. When it's 11 p.m. Monday in America, Samoa, it's 5 a.m. Tuesday in New York, and 12 a.m. Wednesday in the Pacific island of Kiribati.
And that's every day.
Yep. The last one here. Diarrhea was the leading cause of death for troops in the Civil War. I think we've heard that one. And soldiers had an honor code where they wouldn't shoot someone who was pooping.
Oh. Well, there you go. Johnny Reb had to finish up before you could put a pellet in him.
Or if you didn't want to get shot, just squat.
Yeah. I would have been taking the world's longest dump.
Yeah, right in the middle of the big battle.
Gettysburg, you've seen one dude go around me, go around me. It's just been brutal. I had some eggs or something.
American Addiction Centers polled 3,000 people, and in the first 11 weeks of the pandemic, we spent 172 hours of it drunk.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And it's just the average. Here are the 10 states that have been the drunkest since mid-March.
New York.
New York is...
Gotta be.
Not in the top 10.
You had 20 million people locked up for 4 months.
Well, that's...
Man, they stayed off the hooch.
Flawed study, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, but that's... I figured they'd be the first ones in.
Number 10 is Mississippi.
Wow.
Number 9, Maine. 8, Georgia. 7, Minnesota. 6, Connecticut. 5, Colorado.
Coors.
4, Montana. 3, New Jersey. 2, New Mexico. Number 1, South Dakota. 468 hours drunk.
Wow. So it's the opposite.
19 and a half days worth of a full quarter of the lockdown.
I figured it would be more populated places. It was the really bored folks.
Yeah, and these were, you know, all higher, the hours of of being drunk. 172 was the average. So, you know, number 7, Minnesota, it's 272 hours.
Wow.
Liquored up.
I don't know how they did that study. The honor code.
According to another new survey, the majority of people say if a UFO would crash on Earth, does the U.S. government know about it, and would they tell us? 56% think the government would hide the evidence.
Of course they would. Look what we did with basic information about a virus. Look at our reaction to that.
It's a little low. It's a little over half.
100% chance they would not tell us a thing about it until they figured out everything that came with it. And even then, probably just don't spook them. Society has proven we're basically a sketchy racehorse as a group. You don't make loud noises. You don't tell us bad news, and you certainly keep us in the no sudden movement.
Well, they've been leaking it out slowly,
right?
Yeah,
lately, about 60 years later,
say they think they would share the news.
No way.
And then another 22% aren't sure.
No way. We are way too weird as a group to just get told the info. Yeah, if spaceship just landed. We'd lose our minds.
We were talking about the moon earlier. There's a whole website dedicated. I love the conspiracy theory about the moon being an alien spaceship keeping eyes on us. Like the core of the moon has like a population inside of it.
It's a bunker.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous theory.
I love it.
Because it's the moon, the way it moves isn't natural or some crap like that.
It's the moon does what it does.
I don't.
Pretty predictable. Like, we can tell when and where it's going to be at all times. It never, like, makes a move.
It's so Men in Black.
I like it. I hope it's true. I don't think it is, but I hope it's true. That would be neat to just open that little door and see all those guys go,
hello, we've been watching you. You're all kind of stupid. The reason we haven't come down is because why?
They've just been monitoring us for years from the moon.
And they don't like what they see. That's for darn sure.
In the Midwestern region of the United States, the DEA out of Detroit wanted to let the Midwestern region know to be on the lookout because the meth that they're confiscating is looks like Flintstones vitamins.
Oh, boy.
Or Smarties. And they have they took a picture of 6 or 7 bags, and you look at it, and so they're warning people, like, be careful if you're... You know, adults.
Well,
these are not
taking vitamins from other people.
Don't take vitamins out of a baggie.
Yep.
If someone offered me a vitamin,
do you want some Flintstone vitamins?
Hey, you want a Smartie?
Adult.
I'm okay. I
mean, the one danger is your kids might find the bag of Flintstone vitamins.
Exactly, and that's.
But otherwise, just teach your kids immediately vitamins that aren't in the Flintstone case aren't vitamins. Don't take pills out of a baggie.
The DEA said the best thing to do is to make sure you or anyone in your family doesn't become a victim to.
Right. But you know what it means, though, is someone in your family is on meth. So you got a bigger fish to fry there than worrying about the other kids in your house eating the Flintstone vitamins. Somebody in your family is bringing in Flintstone vitamin meth in a baggie. So that's the person you worry about. Pretty easy to break this down if you've got a brain in your head at the house. Like, if Kirby came home with a bunch of Flintstones vitamins in a bag, what's your first reaction, Brady?
Give me some of that.
You throw those out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bam Bam's the best tasting.
And Ziplocs? Who gave that to you?
Yeah, right. You ask, why do you have that? Who gave you this? They're just vitamins. Right. Vitamins come in a little case. Little container, not a baggie.
In Largo, Florida, a man was arrested after... He was at a Burlington coat factory walking around with his privates exposed. Derek Hardison, 37 years old, was captured on surveillance video walking inside the store. He picked up a bottle of lotion and walked around hanging brain, penis fully exposed. And then he went down the toy aisle, and that's where an 11-year-old kid spotted him, and he went back and told his parents. They called the police. He had already left the store, but they saw him on the video pulling away in a Nissan pickup. Identified that truck, and they got him.
Okay. So nothing happened. They just have to find the
he's
man.
Been arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition.
Okay. Good.
For the first time ever, we have a female Green Beret.
Okay. Good.
The unidentified woman is one of 3 female soldiers who have been through the Army Special Forces qualification course at Fort Bragg in North Carolina.
Did they water it down for ladies? Or is it the same one? Did they water it down or is it the same one?
I have no idea.
Yeah. If it's the same one, fantastic. If it's watered down, that's not good. Got to pass the exact same test.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that, too. It'll be interesting to see.
Pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, it's great. Good for her. But if it's a watered-down test, it just makes the Green Berets weaker. Mm. Can't have that.
I doubt they would do that, but Who knows?
Caving to political pressure.
If they water it down, they do for wouldn't like, there be more women that would be in there then?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's why I think it might be the legit deal. But they've done it for like, you know, in the olden times, they started that with the fire department where they would make it easier for them. I don't think they do that anymore, but
there's been a number of people that have been trying to ride out this pandemic by getting out of town and go somewhere remote until things get under control. Well, Barbados just announced they're offering a 12-month visa to anyone who wants to come to their country to work remotely.
Just ride it out?
That's they're fantastic. Hoping that'll
track. Let's go. Yeah. Talk to Trip.
Wow.
Barbados has only had 98 coronavirus cases and 7 deaths.
So let's bring us in.
That's a good percentage.
So let's go us over there.
That's a 7%.
That's pretty good.
Man.
Well, they didn't know how to treat it. It's foreign to them
still. I
guess
that's true. That's true.
So that sounds amazing. If I was confined to my, like my gay neighbors are never going to go to work again. They're working from home all the time. That would be a great get for them. No kids, no pets. I'll watch their house for them.
Man, I don't know. That,
Michael
that
and Troy need to do this.
It just makes home work at some point.
Yeah, but you're in Barbados.
Yeah,
so when you're not working,
that's different.
And there's no COVID. It'd be great.
I'll Here's another opportunity to make some money on the side while you're sheltered in. There's an online company that's offering Nintendo fans the chance to make $1,000. They want you to play the Animal Crossing New Horizons for 50 hours. They'll pay you $20 an hour.
We'll get Kirby on that.
I'm going to look into it.
Yeah. If she's ever allowed in the house
selected
again.
August 6th, the winning applicants.
Get $1,000 or that can do it?
That they'll approve and say, okay, oh, she's out.
Why?
They got to be over the age of 18.
Ah. Paint a mustache on her. She can, let's fake it.
Anything for a few bucks.
I'll try it.
$1,000. Let's see if we can scam this Nintendo thing for
you get
one
a couple
grand.
Bucks out of that, though, Brady. Take your cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Get the money back for that mustache she got to go buy.
I wonder if I could sign up and have her play.
There you go. Use your kid for this scam. Teach her to grift at an early age.
Well, hopefully we'll end it on one pretty video.
That's up to you.
You have that one I sent you, Toledo?
Yep. Oh. Let me pull it up.
Is it on the phone?
Yeah.
All right. What is it, Brady?
It'll take a second, but as he pulls it up, just want to let people that are Busch Light fans know that Busch Light Apple is going to be available. Right now, only in 30 packs.
Are they paying you under the table?
This is just a commercial.
What's going on
here? I do
here?
New flavors on liquors. There hasn't been nothing new there.
That one seemingly
They're
came out of
out a new product.
But didn't it seem like you were done, and then all of a sudden had this little endorsement?
I had it on backup, but there was a delay on the brand.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that was there.
You're filling with
sponsorships. Did the cat just hand you that?
Hey, look at this, a 30-pack of Busch Light Apple.
Read this, to kill time stretch.
Thanks, Adam Mittens, with a thumb.
I open the door and push the tables away. Because the love is too heavy with you.
All right, you got it, Rich?
Well, that video isn't on their Instagram now, but it's showing up in what he texted me. So I've got it on my text, but I can't pull it up on
Let's video. Just plug your phone.
Good times.
You can do that, right? Oh boy, there's apparatus for this.
Just explain the video.
Yeah, I want to see it now. We've gone this long.
Curiosity.
Yeah. Can you do it?
Yep.
See, watch this. Toledo can do it. He's industrious. He's a fiddle fart. Fiddle farts can do anything. And they're going to break half the stuff they touch to start.
And make sure Man Bun sees this, Toledo.
Oh, I have to watch from there. Is this plugged in? All right, here we go. All right. It's a man bent over touching.
It's a young boy.
Lighting what on fire? What was that?
He had an aerosol.
Oh. And he was spraying fire to kill a bug?
Trying to fuel the
fire. That's a campfire he's trying to start with hairspray. Is he? Is he dead?
And he dodged out of the way?
Oh,
it looked like he's all
right. I don't think he dodged much.
Got a nice little flash.
They show him afterwards, though. Yeah. He's just bouncing around.
That young little Aryan boy better not take any Instagram pictures right now because he's definitely in blackface. That is quite a fiery eruption right in your face. You are cooked for a couple days. Stay off the grams. That'll haunt you for a decade.
Yeah, and thanks, Brady. I will be showing that to Man Bun.
Would you would you let Man Bun do that? In
Man Bun will do that,
you think
whether
so?
He lets him or not.
Letting him isn't an issue.
Man Bun's going to run into the
He's
kid.
Right, he will.
Yeah, with the aerosol can burning Black Widows. And
I want to do
hold
it.
The match, Alex. And Alex will go, put my hair, man, my hair. Put it up in a bun. Oh, yeah, cool.
Does he do those challenges on YouTube?
No,
and stuff?
We've talked about that before. That
he's going to eat
tell
the
him
tide, right?
No.
Didn't
no.
he do one where you're like, you almost caught him?
I'm not stupid, Dad.
Oh, you had to tell him not to because you were worried that he might
I had to
stupid.
Say, look, I don't want to have to smack you every day in the head just to right. not do a challenge. I'm not that dumb, Dad.
I want to tie, Dad.
You're the one that comes out and goes, Dad, look at this.
Yeah, you get so excited about it.
Yeah.
That's like, a little worrisome.
The wall is going to go down at some point.
I want John Hoffman, our Pixar superstar, to draw Adam Mitten's hitchhiking immediately. While Brady just pounds on the screen door.
Come back!
Let me in!
Don't go! Adam Mitten's are all I've got!
Now his life is truly empty.
Yes.
Adam Mitten's are smoking.
He tried this to give guy. Me the COVID for this a long guy. Time. He wouldn't stop touching me, so I thumbed it all the way to Arkansas.
I'm better off.
Found the hillbillies that raped him.
Plenty of fat guys down there to hang out with.
Yeah. That's right. Well, there you go. That's your Brady Report, I think. Complete,
it is.
Complete with a very sketchy beginning. it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. You can go there, but you probably shouldn't. Hooters. Thanks for sponsoring the Brady Report. Wake it's 98.
Up. A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Why do cats stare when you're pouring milk? It's like they know it's only a matter of time. The only thing between them and opposable thumbs. Imagine that. Cats with thumbs. And what if they got together? Gangs of cats with thumbs. An organized army with one thing on their mind. Gryffindor. Well, jog on, kitties.
I love that. I got it. There's evidently an English commercial about cats with thumbs some guy sent me. And Brady, you have one. He says it in the commercial. It's only a matter of time.
You have to replace the ending with only one thing on their mind. Yeah. Throating Brady.
Killing Brady Bogan. Imagine that. Cats with thumbs.
They're plotting to screw up the show.
Yeah, I forgot the guy who said, I don't have the thing right in front of me. Damn it.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking to give credit to somebody. Yes. Oh, it's Gary Holland. Nice job.
Oh, good job, Gary.
Gary, nice. Good find. Great get on that.
Gear.
Good reach, Gary. People are now questioning your cat story a lot, Brady. An awful lot. Tom Fairman said, that's it. I can't take the lies anymore. Brady will have to Zoom while on air the entire time, so he can't blame that cat for his missteps. We just don't buy it, man.
I understand.
Lou says, Brady is really too nice, isn't he? Cat breaks into a room clearly he's trying to block the cat from and ends up getting held for 30 minutes. Where's the idea of him not wanting to be in that room? You really did send a bad message to the cat, I think, by saying, oh, all right, and letting the cat live its life inside there. It says, also, this one's from Mike, says, Brady has no problem blowing money on a new truck or an RV or bragging about his platinum life and his truck, but let's not spend the money on a goddamn door to the house to keep a cat out of a room he has to be professional in. It's a $4 fix, man. You got to fix that before next week, because you're still not coming. No matter what, did you get your test back yet?
No, not yet.
What, do they email you results, or how does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll get a text.
Did the cat help with the test at all? Hold still while he's putting the thing in your nose.
He put it down there
because he can open doors
it's
and
like,
pour
tilt
milk.
Tilt your head.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Imagine that. Cats with thumbs. The commercial, all the cats start snapping like that's the first thing they would do. Look at what we've got.
That cat's got an advantage over the dogs now. He can just like poke their eyes out if he needs to.
Right. And he's also like a jujitsu master. He knows the troubled spots. He'll throw to guy. He didn't just kick at Brady's chest, which would have been the easy target.
I know you don't think I know where your neck is, boy, but I do.
You ever, you know, old cats, they call it, well, Ronnie calls it making biscuits.
When all
they,
right.
They dig in
oh, that.
To the area. That Adam Mittens loves the neck. So if you hold it and he'll put both paws and just start digging in on your neck.
But you
to finally go to what's that?
I don't know. It's just your neck is so.
And
hidden.
He never did it to me until Ronnie and Kirby left, because he would just do it all day in Ronnie's neck and hair, and then he would sleep right above her head.
I don't get
all the
that.
Time.
I don't know.
Do you let the cats
no?
In?
Well, the cats will
no,
get in there.
I
and
don't.
Just push
I,
them off.
My dad did yeah. that too. It's just weird.
You don't.
To me.
You don't let that happen.
I don't want anything sleeping on my head.
I know.
This person says Brady's cat story is a moot point. It's like having a cow give you its opinion. He's lying. It just doesn't matter. It's true.
They're not buying it, Brady.
They just don't buy it.
They are buying it.
You and all this neck humor, not buying it at all.
And I think the audio is evidence. I mean, there was no reaction after he said that.
None. And let's go back to the tape. This is like, this is like the Kennedy assassination. Let's take a look at the tape. We got an entertainment drill. Brady can make it through.
Do you guys remember that Ancarlo?
That couldn't have been better. And Carlo, again, is a man with brain damage we were just making fun of prior to that. And then Brady misspoke, said his name funny, blamed that a cat punched him in the throat with his balled up little fist.
All true.
We got to zoom this.
I just imagine you would have had a more of a reaction.
And
afterwards.
Again, the fact that it's true is even more troubling, and I believe that to be the point
you're
Eric was making.
The partial, you cut it off after that, but you could hear the reaction after the laughter. Then I immediately came in.
No, you just then you blame. Really
I would tell you this. After that. Yeah, you just.
I'll have to get. You know, that's.
Do you have surveillance?
Thank you. I'm really fast on my feet to come up with that.
Not really. It's like I said. It's like what a 5-year-old said. The dog did it. It's like the first reaction is to blame the pet. When there's poop on the floor, and I've tried that, so you don't want to do that, Brady. Don't blame the cat. Just take the heat for this. But people want Zoom now, and also the you know, again going back into the would you hold a cat here in the studio for 30 minutes at a time and let it wander all over your body? No, you're at work. God damn it! I'd like
one
to
of
see
those
like
puppies came in and it started, and it fell asleep and we're holding it. Yeah,
that was during a puppy segment.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a puppy segment and I had cute puppies crawling on over me for no reason at all, wouldn't you think to yourself, this guy doesn't take me seriously at all? If Governor Ducey yesterday was holding a dog
the whole time,
you'd be like, this guy doesn't give a flying any of this.
Brady, there are only a few segments here that are like mandatory. The right. Brady Report is
that's
kind
your
of
job.
A big thing.
And that was not the Brady Report.
Oh, that was the entertainment drill.
Yeah, it was the entertainment drill. But,
so,
still,
that's one of them. Brady
you
Report,
made the claim
drill.
That through the entire 9 o'clock hour, you were holding a cat.
Don't you care about our show, man?
Yeah, Brady.
Yeah, I care. I care about the show. I care about Adam Mittens.
You care too much. You have to compartmentalize your emotions.
Kirby's beautiful playroom.
That's right. And you got to put those in little boxes. They can't all be cared at the same time. I care about elderly people not getting COVID, but I'm not going to go broadcast live from one of them old burn victim unit zombie houses of old people, for God's
right.
sake. They're creepy.
It's only 4 hours, 4.5 yeah. hours here on the show. Come on.
And then you're just locked up with Adam Mittens for the other
yeah,
20
was
hours.
First, can I say I'm sorry.
That's what we're waiting for. There it is.
It's a lapse of judgment.
That's
I thought
right.
I could get away with it.
And you
no
didn't.
No one was watching.
You know, if you were thinking about getting away with it, you never had to tell us the cat kicked you in the throat.
Right, but that's what happened.
Right. So you just won't lie to us. Brady, do you feel like there's
I
ever...
I try not to.
Is there ever a good time to lie?
I think there is.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Somebody posed this on television the other day. Talking to a guy who said that truth is the only thing you can ever use, and it's the only thing that should be used every time. Lying is bad all the time. And the guy said, what if Anne Frank was in your attic and Germans were at the door? And the guy just kind of froze for a second.
Oops.
And he goes, well, I would lie then. Goes, so it's not always
yeah.
bad. I said, yes, I would definitely protect it.
We spare feelings constantly with little white lies.
17 a day on average is right. what the average person lies 17 a day.
And really, what's the big deal?
Yeah. And it's not always, you know, to get away with a crime or some sort of thing. It's just like most of the time to get out of something. Yeah, not like when Brady does it to get out of
it. I wish it was zoomed.
Yeah, I do too. We all do, because then we'd know the truth if that cat was in another room. Flipping a quarter.
I know the truth, and God knows the truth.
That's right, flipping a quarter in the air the entire time. I want to know the truth about why that door won't shut. Somebody broke that and won't fix it because there's a masturbation problem in there, and it's being done in that girly room. Is that the room that Kirby used to sleep in, the closet?
I fixed it one time, but the door, it still will adjust. I think, like, if the humidity changes a little bit.
There isn't
it,
any.
It'll warp. It'll warp a little bit.
It's not like you're in
the
Florida.
Only way to really fix it is to get probably new doors.
Yeah. That's more from settling. Right?
Yeah, I was also going to say, like, humidity
here.
Yeah,
and the frame has settled a little bit different. So,
we don't really have any humidity.
You've made me realize through that answer that it is a masturbation room, because the only way the humidity is going to rise is when a sweaty body is just tanking itself.
That's true. Yeah, you get a steam bath in there.
As a kid, my bedroom door swelled closed a few times where people on the outside had to bash it open because it was a jerk factory in there. There was a sweaty boy making more liquid.
You're getting a workout.
It was Amazon humid in my room. People would walk in, Jesus, it's hot in here. I know. And the air conditioner works. It's because of constant wanking. And I had a turtle tank.
I just came up with a solution.
Okay.
As you're talking about the door, I'm staring at the door, and then I remember we have an extra lock latch that are for kid-proofing a house.
Throw it on
it on each handle, and I can lock it in there. I'll get that on.
Or just you, MacGyver.
Also, to keep the cat out, all you have to do is find one of Ronnie's scrunchies and figure eight it around the door handles.
Yeah, I could do rope, but I like this latch thing because you can pop it on and off.
Well, go have that cat grab a hammer and help you out. It'll be fun. Thumbed kitty. We're going to do a fireside chat here as people are chiming in about Brady's cat with thumbs, which is pretty amazing. And if you want to get involved in this, we trust you enough to let you speak about anything. All we ask is that you don't waste our time. 585-9800. That's the phone number for the fireside chats. The airwaves are all yours, legally. The government says so, and all of you are mad at the government right now, so they're giving you a freedom.
No.
All I ask is that you don't waste our time. Have something to say, and we'll let you loose. But just know this, if you're retarded, we're going to say so. But that just means you got a big old bigger-rooney. So we learned that yesterday, that the retarded population has huge.
You're talking about their D, right?
They're big, giant wieners. Yeah, big, giant. Big old meter-roon.
So is it like the dumber you are, the bigger,
bigger
your dick
gets? Yeah.
That's why they make so many kids.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The lower the IQ, the bigger your Wally is. There are 65. You could probably just lay that in front of Brady's door, and that cat would never have a chance to get in. No way. Can't push a door over that.
Like a sandbag.
Big dummy's prick. Huge. Check your kid today. See if you got a dumb one or not. Keep an eye on him. Like, look at Jeremy. When you go home today, take a look. He's got a monster. Does your kid's got a big one, Jeremy? Jeremy's got one. And you're pretty smart.
Hey, Jeremy's jealous.
Of course he is.
Didn't you get it from me?
Let me just hold it for a second. Oh man, that's heavy. Anyway, fireside chats are yours. They're next. We're nervous. It's 98.
Our country is facing a major crisis. 98. We need to find out what's causing it. 98.